In all my years of speaking with spiritual directors and people who were guiding me in my spiritual development, almost every one of them has suggested that I should journal. Now, I just don't like to journal. I think most of that comes from when I began to think of myself as a writer, I thought of everything that I wrote down as something which might be published, or at least see the light of day. And so I will think things that should be in a journal and think, I can't write that down. What if somebody sees it? I would rather that I had Thomas Merton's approach to journaling. He used his journal, his notebook, as a tool and as a symbol of his relationship with God and his way of being in the world. He wrote this about his journal. And I've always wanted to write about everything. That does not mean to write a book that covers everything, which would be impossible, but a book into which everything can go. God is the book into which everything can go. We needn't leave anything out in our relationship and our communication with God. God already knows it all. God forgives it all. We are to focus on God and on the good that we can do, not on the evil things that we or others have done. Galatians says, if anyone is detected in a transgression, you who have received the Spirit should restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. Take care that you yourselves are not tempted. All must test their own work. Then that work, rather than their neighbor's work, will become a cause for pride. Our job is not simply to look for and find error in ourselves or in anyone else, but to find wholeness. Then we are equipped to carry that message of wholeness to other people. Paul writes in Galatians about church divisions that were splitting the church. And he wrote about, I don't think he used this word, the unchristlikeness of those divisions. We are to live as one within ourselves and among ourselves. To effect this unity, we restore relationship with God and with others through a spirit of gentleness. We don't focus on our neighbor's sin. We focus on having wholeness in our relationship with God and carrying that wholeness to others. I'm sad to say that probably not just in modern culture, probably in all of history, judgmentalism and polarization can become our way of being with one another. At least in the modern culture, we don't confide in one another as much. We don't trust each other enough to have an authentic, honest conversation or discussion. We filter what goes into our human relationships instead of celebrating and learning from the diversity of persons and of opinions. We fear to write everything down because we don't want to offend someone. I need to remember to treat everyone with a spirit of gentleness, including myself. It is most crippling when we apply rigid judgmentalism to ourselves, to our own souls, our own transgressions. God calls us to allow the hurts within us to heal, whether they are self-inflicted or externally inflicted. We cannot carry a gospel of love and forgiveness to others if we have not first accepted forgiveness and love for ourselves. We have to treat ourselves and others with that spirit of gentleness, and then we are ready to carry the gospel out. Now, knowing that God is forgiving and merciful doesn't mean we don't pay for our sins. Galatians also says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for you reap whatever you sow." Actions have consequences. I am not talking about a wrathful God visiting punishment on us. I am saying that sinful actions and neglect of God, these things damage us in the moment, and they keep us from finding wholeness ourselves. So we are to recognize our own sin, our own mistakes, and their consequences, but then we are to let them go. Then we are to remember that grace is God's gift. It is not a transaction. We begin to think of it as a transaction when we apply human principles to divine nature. We are supposed to rely on the unfathomable mercy of God. In that mercy, we find wholeness, and only then can we speak to others of God. When we go out, we speak not only of Christ, but for Christ. We are not just role models. We are not just irritating people knocking on the door. We are living, breathing cells of the body of Christ on earth. And we can do this work to some degree, not just in spite of our failures, but because of them. People will know, if we are honest in all of our imperfection, that they can see themselves in God's care as we are in God's care. Still, many people do reject Jesus, but they more often reject Jesus as presented to them by God's people. We speak of a God of forgiveness and mercy, a God of compassion and love, but if we do not display those characteristics we speak of, our message goes unheard or disbelieved. God is merciful. God knows what I have done, and God forgives what I have done. If I can trust in my heart those words that I know in my intellect, I can speak to others authentically of forgiveness. When it comes to my trust in God, then I can write everything down. This journal isn't to make me look good. It is to honestly bring me closer to my loving, forgiving Creator. I needn't leave out anything in my relationship with God. God knows all. God forgives all. God is the book into which everything can go.